At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
A little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. For Friday, April 7th, 2023. Can't believe it's already April. This year is just screwing by.
Yeah, first week into April, too. Like, no. we're not...
Right. Like, even... I know that the time recently changed and everything, so it was extra noticeable, but it already feels like it's staying late, way past my bedtime. Like, I don't know. I just... Everything feels... Like we're just quickly into this whole new year. So I have a couple things I want to do on The Secret Show today. Anybody have anything that they want to bring to the table? Is there...
Nope.
Certainly want to make room for that. I don't know. Is there some new special butt-fucking thing that's going on over at Alex's house?
Unfortunately, my weeks...
Special butt-fucking.
This month have been chore-filled. So, like, each time you come to me, I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I went and got my butt checked yesterday. And
well, that's
then
hot.
I got... Well, I mean, and then
was she
I got
gentle with it, and with even
she
though
was
you were squashing
quick,
later?
Man. She rolled me onto my side, and I was like, "Okay, I'm ready." And she was quick, in, out, done. And I went, I it's so uncomfortable because you know she just fingered my ass, yeah. So I'm kind of like, "Oh, geez," and it's squashy. She used a lot of lube to get it, you know.
Oh, and two fingers. You're
I don't know if it was one or two. I'm just trying to.
Does she have kind of fat fingers?
I don't know. I didn't notice. I couldn't tell the girth, Sarah. That's a girl thing. You probably can.
You can't tell the girth of a piece of shit? Because it feels like that feels like a big one. Or that one.
No,
feels
I don't
small,
have. You know what?
I feel like you could make a rough estimate as to how many fingers were in your asshole.
I can't.
I don't know. All right.
I cannot. I just trying to. I don't know what you just picked up. Did I do two fingers? Is
you
that
did.
One? Okay. Well, I don't know what to
did,
tell
yeah.
you.
Yep.
All right. Well, sorry.
That's hot. It's kind of hot.
So she fingered me with one finger. Okay.
All right. The middle finger. Oh, I didn't realize. You know.
Well, I don't know. I was on my side looking at the wall.
Yeah.
So I didn't get to see, and I didn't. I didn't have a camera or any kind of device to show me the action. But it was a hit and run. She, you know, stuck me. The glove was already off. There was even she does something where they smear it on a tester. And she's like, you're negative for blood. And I was like,
they do a quick test to just make sure that you're.
I'm not bleeding out of my asshole. Well, that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Always a good piece of news to get.
Anyway.
In case.
All I was trying to say, which I ended up going down this road anyway, is I've been doing a lot of chores lately, so I don't have anything to offer you in terms of fun nighttime adventures.
I do think, though, that the fun... Oh, it doesn't have to be about that, but, you know, any kind of adventures. I think the ass play adventure that you had this week is worth...
Ass play, yeah.
Yeah, it's worth a little.
I'll tell you what, it didn't occur to me...
Didn't come?
...until you said it. When you said, what is your perfect day? This is so like, wow, my life has completely changed. When I'm like...
That it didn't start with sex.
Yeah. All I could think, I didn't think of a naked lady. I thought of going surfing. Wow, that's a terrible sign.
It's not. It's the normal course of things, Vinny.
I don't like it.
Things slow down.
Doesn't seem right, I know.
It doesn't seem right. Nope. Anyway, Sarah, what do you want to tell
us? I had sex for the first time in a few weeks.
Oh, Bryn.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. I knew if I put it out there, I'd get some stories. Go ahead.
So what's funny is back then, when I used to come, I didn't have that much cum. It was just like, you know, whatever. It's like just enough or sure. something, whatever.
A little,
and,
couple
even,
little.
Even if
just
she like,
enough?
Even if it was in her mouth, she'd be. It was just like, it was not enough, I guess, is what it means.
For her to know that it had happened. It
yeah,
wasn't just
exactly.
Like cum leaking
but
out.
Like,
got
even
it.
Like if it was in her mouth, she'd be like, oh, I need to drink my water. Like, it's just like fucking so gooey and not like, you know, like porn. So, like, it's just like, whatever, right?
Oh, that was
and to me, it makes no difference. I was never.
Ever see that reenactment again. Please.
I was never really.
She didn't like the consistency of it or what?
Really met. Yeah, she didn't
like
the,
it's more like
it's too thick.
It's too thick
or whatever, right? And it's partly, I do believe it's partly because I wasn't drinking enough water. And I also had a lot of sex back then. So I probably, you know, there wasn't as much sperm.
Oh, well,
and so
just
because
not
now,
as much fluid because that would be.
Now, I have been working out. Uh-oh. I've been drinking a lot of water. And I haven't been having sex, right? So the past, like, it was two times so far in, like, the past fucking 2 months of me having sex. Like, two sex sessions for the past 2 months.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Let's talk groceries. Specifically, your groceries, with Instacart. You want your groceries just the way you like them, right? Well, the Instacart app lets you do just that. They have a new preference picker that lets you pick how ripe or unripe you want your bananas. Shoppers can see your preferences up front, helping guide their choices. Instacart. Get groceries just how you like.
Well, you do have a brand new baby.
I know.
A
so the other day,
3 month old.
So the other day, I'm like, hey, baby's down. Cameron's at school.
Don't defend Anita on this, Sarah. That is just like a lady.
I'll defend her to the end.
So we finally get to it, and it was great, right? Having a good time. Her boobs are huge. Oh. And she's like, don't come in my face. Because the last time, the first time since we had finally had sex after baby, I came on her face because I was like, I was so excited, right? So I just pull out. I'm like, and she goes everywhere. It was so fucking funny because I've never seen her face like so filled up with dripping cum.
And so, turned on a fire hose of cum.
And then this time, I don't know if Vinny's like plugging his ears.
Oh my God,
you keep describing
so
these things, and I'm closing my eyes because I don't want to see him.
And you're visualizing it.
It's coming through my ears.
We know what she looks like, and now we see her face, and it just comes spatter all over.
This time, we're doing it, and it's great, and she's like, she's like, don't come in my face. I'm like, you got it, right? So I pull out and I try to come on her tits, and I do, right? But then I start cutting off, and then something gets in her face, and it's like all over her fucking everything. And as I'm like jerking off, I start like laughing so hard. I'm like, I couldn't believe how much fucking sperm I had to shoot. And so I'm walking back to the fucking shower laughing my ass off, and she's like, you're such a fucking idiot. Like, why are you laughing so hard? And that's my story.
This is so funny. Oh,
that's
my God.
Basically
you
all.
You should get one of those, like, oven mitts so that you can, like, come into that. Like, that'll block it. It won't seep through.
But this is a newfound experience for me. Like, I never
you
really
love
had.
It. So,
I do love it.
Wait, I got a question, though. I got a question.
Sure.
So, are you not jerking off on the regular?
I'm not.
Why?
I don't know.
So are you not horny anymore? What's going on here?
I'm clearly horny enough that when I'm having sex, it's fucking explosion and my dick's rock hard. But
how often are you jacking off though?
Not.
You've had sex twice in the last.
I probably
months.
Jacked off. I think maybe once or twice in the last ever since the baby was born.
It feels like there's some buildup.
This is some breaking news right there. Yeah. That's crazy. Wow.
Yeah, that is crazy news.
Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Why? Because you just don't have time.
No, you don't. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know. I don't
know
either. I guess it's just not calling for me. You know. I mean, the last time I jerked off. Yeah, I know. The last time I jerked off, it was because I decided to. I was like, I looked at some. I think I saw fucking some headline or some shit, and I'm like, oh, that bitch is hot. So I started looking at porn, and I just jerked. And if it was a normal session, it was great. But it's not like. I need to get home to jerk off like it used to be. Hey, Sarah, your hands up.
So when you jerked off and it was like the first time in 3 months. Or
I don't. So the way I jerk off.
Was there a lot of cum?
I know you're going to ask that. So the way I jerk off is I actually have like a napkin ready to go. So when I come, I come into a napkin. Right.
So but when you you're that. Holding the napkin on the front of your hand. Right. So you got to have your hand as the blocker.
It's kind of like a cup.
Like this.
What was that?
This is your hand holding the napkin, and this is your jizz hitting the napkin. Is it like that?
Jizz is like liquid, so it just soaks the napkin, if anything.
Out.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of like, I kind of cup the napkin.
You're telling me. It didn't like blow a hole through your hand.
No.
Right.
I'm not having like a laser beam fucking sperm.
I do like that in porns when the guy, it just fucking shoots like a.
Oh yeah,
RPG
there's
or something,
there are ads
you know?
For that. You know, do you want twice as much cum? You know.
Oh,
but,
do people are people longing for twice
people
as
are,
much cum?
People are taking some supplements for that for sure.
What is it? Is it that holy goat weed stuff?
There are
it's
pills
like
for that.
Spermanex or something, and it's
exactly.
One of those things. It's these little commercials are in the front of all the free porn you get, and okay. So it's like a shot glass in the picture. And then it shows a little bit of fake splooge drop into it.
It's the Brin before.
And then,
the Brin
and then
after.
It says, you know, with sperm. I don't. What's funny is I can't even actually, like.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
Instacart knows that some people go bananas about getting the perfect, well, banana. Some want them green. Some want them ripe. Some want them ready right when they hit their doorstep. But with Instacart's preference picker, available at most retailers, you can choose to get your groceries just the way you like. That means perfectly ripe bananas, deli meat sliced just the way you want, and avocados that aren't still hard as a puck in the third period. So don't cross your fingers and hope for the best. Download the app and get groceries just how you like with Instacart.
Really recount these ads, even though I've seen them 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. But then the sperm, the fake sperm, not only starts coming down into, you know, a stream and fills up the shot glass, but now it's overflowing.
Oh,
and it's
God, nothing but cum everywhere.
I know the sound of it.
I've seen that one.
It has like music to it.
It's like a banjo or something.
Yes, yeah, something like that, yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Similar to that.
But anyway, I've always seen that. Whenever I see that, I think, who wants more splooge? But apparently
porn stars do. It looks good on film.
Why are you nodding, Alex?
I mean, I was just not. I don't need
you
more.
You want more?
You know what? Sleep. I actually sometimes. Here's my thing. is I could use more, but do I need it? No. So
what
I'm not going to go
why
out.
Why do you mean you can use more?
Mine doesn't generally, unless I've gone a while without, then mine doesn't really launch like that.
Oh, yeah. But you're young.
Well, I'm not that young, and then
you're young enough that it should be. But departing in a even
he's probably
if it's a
coming
shorter,
a lot too, right?
That's
but
true.
I've never mm-hmm. been
a shooter.
That, yeah, I've never been.
You're
a shooter.
You're more of a dribbler, less of a shooter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well,
when you say
I
it like that,
don't take it in the wrong way. I've often wondered about that, like, you know, because some guys do shoot and other guys do dribble, but I thought it was like an age related thing, personally. Like, John used to, we used to have to put stuff up to make sure he didn't get it on the fucking
oh,
headboard.
You had to Dexter the room. Like, you know,
basically, you know,
plastic
like,
the room out.
We'd put, oh. We'd have to aim and, you know, shoot it specifically in a direction.
Lay plastic
it would,
down with a painter's tape.
Oh,
I'm
John.
Like, you gotta be fucking kidding
me. Covered the room in mayonnaise again.
Well, listen, we
God damn it.
We had this wooden bed frame. Actually, we still have it. I don't sleep in there anymore, though. This wood bed frame, it, you know, it's like a carved mahogany. It's beautiful bed. The headboard is very elaborate, and it has all these little, like, I had to get in there and fucking scratch it out with a pin after it dried because I couldn't get it all out. Like, I'm like, you can't, I'm not fucking doing that every time. That's ridiculous. Plus, it's probably going to damage the woodwork.
Oh.
So I was, you know, but now it's not like that anymore. Like, you know, it has a shorter arc. As he's now pushing 60. I know. No, it's fine. Believe
poor
me.
Poor John.
Don't feel bad for John. He does feel bad about it, but he shouldn't. Hey, are you awake?
Oh, dear.
He's not awake. Oh, he didn't hear any of that.
I
and
thought
he
you were caught right in the middle
I
of a Sploog story.
Oh, hi. No. How are you?
Oh,
we're just wrapping up the secret show in here.
Yeah, we're done, everyone. Let's get out of here.
Hey, I had a really good.
Sorry, I just sidetracked you. With
tell him we got another dribbler, so it's all good, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I'll feel bad.
I'll do it. I won't tell him that I told his thing. He's probably standing right on the other side of the door to see what he can catch. I won't say. I'm not gonna. This conversation never happened. Have a great weekend, everybody. Vinny said those magic words.
Oh wait, so we aren't gonna read the thing that you
were
gonna read?
Nope, we're done.
Each year, KellyBlueBook.com ranks vehicles on the road for predicted future resale value. And for 2026, Toyota dominates the top of the list. 4Runner ranks number 3. The Tundra is number 2. And the Tacoma is number 1 overall again. The fact is, Toyota works hard on both ends of ownership. With special low APR financing rates available on Tacoma and Tundra right now at your local Toyota dealer. But also because you're getting trucks that are built to lead in affordability tomorrow. 4Runner, Tundra, and Tacoma are all expected to vastly outperform the average vehicle in resale value after 5 years of ownership, according to KBB, which can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. That kind of affordability is hard to find anywhere else. So stop by your local Toyota dealer or visit Toyota.com and start shopping today. Projected resale value information is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
Hey, Ontario, come on down to BetMGM Casino and see what our newest exclusive, The Price is Right Fortune Pick, has to offer. Don't miss out. Play exciting casino games based on the iconic game show, only at BetMGM. Check out how we've reimagined three of the show's iconic games, like Plinko, Cliffhanger, and The Big Wheel, into fun casino game features. Don't forget to download the BetMGM Casino app for exclusive access and excitement on the Price is Right Fortune Pick. Pull up a seat and experience the Price is Right Fortune Pick, only available at BetMGM Casino. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 19 plus to wager. Ontario only. Please play responsibly. If you have questions or concerns about your gambling or someone close to you, please contact Connects Ontario at 1-866-531-2600 to speak to an advisor, free of charge. BetMGM operates pursuant to an operating agreement with iGaming Ontario.
We are
the end.
Bye!